It's... And now to the show.
I love that intro.
It always just starts with the randomness there.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. This is episode 11. And we're going to have another, like, hour and a half long episode. So it's going to be some coolness here. Yeah, and we're going to have a lot of really cool stuff today. We've done our first real interview with somebody that we don't know personally. So that's going to be interesting, and we've got six really good songs for you guys. Let me just pull this thing up. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. But, what do you want to start with, Dara?
I don't know. Did you find anything out?
Okay, let's start with the World Cup thing that we normally do.
Yeah.
Well, it's over now.
Yep. Italy won. Did you see what the
dude? You were in Maine when that happened.
I know, but
it
I
was
saw,
great here.
I saw it was.
We were driving home from the club, and there were people running all over the place with body paint all over themselves, going, "Woo, Italy!"
No,
they were hanging up Italian flags everywhere. It was great.
No, did you see? Did you actually watch the game?
No.
Oh,
I was at the club. So I had swim practice.
No, at the end, at the end of the game, there was this like the best French player. I forget his name.
The headbutt thing.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And he was retiring. He headbutt. He waited for this Italian guy to come so he could headbutt him. And
do you know why?
Because, like, he said something.
Yeah, what do you call it? I went on YouTube and I watched a lip reader's interpretation of it.
Yeah. And
it is, like, they were talking and you could actually only hear the other guy, like, talking. You could see the other guy talking.
Yeah.
You couldn't see... the guy who headbutted the other guy talking because he was turned to the side.
Yeah.
But apparently the other guy was like, he said something along the lines of fuck off and may your family burn in hell. And right after that first player had learned that is like, that somebody in his family was like chronically ill or something.
Huh.
So yeah.
Yeah, but the French guy probably said something really bad.
I don't know, maybe.
No, but the thing was that, he was retiring, too. That was his last game.
Interesting.
It was his last game. He went out of the World Cup as his last game by headbutting a guy.
His last and game also, against a red card. Also, I was great.
No, but did you see also what the other, thing was? The major referee didn't see it at all. So they almost didn't, take him off.
Oh, that's great.
But luckily he had two other like referees and they said that
Luckily. It would be funny if he got away with it.
That would have been sick.
True, but think about it. Okay, but yeah, I'm gonna actually pull up the intro right now.
Wasn't that just the intro there?
Not the intro,
The blob.
The interview. Actually, me, because Dara was in Maine. I was trying to reach you, but your cell phone was turned off.
Then I left a message for you. I called you and said that my battery is, like, running dead.
That was you?
Yes.
Were you saying it's your best friend in the world? Because some people were leaving me a message.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, so, and I also had, a 3-second message that sounded like it was from the same person.
Okay.
Because I was getting all these messages from people I did not fucking know. And that was creepy.
Yeah, but my cell phone only had, like, one battery cell, so I couldn't have done it.
Yeah, you could have just called from a landline, but...
No, I didn't really want to. Like, with their phone.
Whatever, so I'm going to pull up the interview right now. Recently, I interviewed Jamie Jordan of BritPod, Gaming Uncensored, and Riding a Wheelie. Yeah. So I'm just going to pull that up right now.
Hey everybody, we're here with Jamie from BritPod and Gaming Uncensored. How are you?
What's up? How's everybody doing?
Yeah. So, you do a few podcasts. You do BritPod, Gaming Uncensored, Riding a Wheelie. What got you into podcasting?
Well, I graduated from college with a broadcasting degree, and that's something that I like to do. And the thing with podcasting was it basically let me do what I like to do from my house. So that's what got me started. But Gaming Uncensored was actually a radio show before it was a podcast. Tommy and I had been on the air for about 6 weeks, and we decided, hey, this podcasting deal sounds like a good thing, so, that's when we started the podcast, so.
Great. So, Gaming Uncensored, of course, is a gaming show. What's your favorite, game at the time?
Favorite game right now, and we talk about a lot on the show, is World of Warcraft. I have the Half-Life 2 expansion as well, which is cool, but I spend a lot of time playing World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty addictive. Like, I read news stories, people, like, die because they forget to eat or sleep because they're playing World of Warcraft.
I'm not in, that bad.
Taiwan.
But, you know, yeah. I do like to play.
Thankfully, I don't know of anybody who's that bad.
I was actually just playing before we started the interview here. I was playing World of Warcraft, so.
Yeah, some pretty crazy people in, like, China and places like that, Japan, places in Asia. But,
What's up, man?
Hey, sorry about that, everybody. Yeah, I was just asking you about, your solo show. It's, Riding a Wheelie, right?
Yeah, it is.
What's it like doing a show by yourself? You're usually used to talking with other people, like, on your shows.
Right. It's a completely and totally different experience. It's one of those things where you, like, you do 20 minutes and you're like, I've just been sitting in a room talking to myself. This is not cool. You know, if somebody was watching, they'd think I was, like, totally insane or something. So last week I had an interview with the BritPod guys and did that on the show, and I think next week I'm going to have a co-host. A co-host is not going to be a regular thing, because Riding a Wheelie is pretty much a solo show, but yeah. but it's nice to have a co-host, man, because it's weird to sit in a room and talk to yourself for 20 minutes and not be a little, you know, tripped out, so...
Yeah, I think I tried that once. It didn't work out well, and I ended up deleting it.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you gotta be real careful when you're solo, because you can get real dry after about a half hour, so I'm trying to keep this show pretty short.
Yeah, I didn't really make it 5 minutes, though. I'm pretty new at this, so...
Well,
I don't have much of a background.
If you want to know the honest truth, man, everybody is pretty new at this podcasting deal, so...
Because it's only been going on for, like, how long? Like, 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a couple years. Tommy and I have been working together for about a year, and BritPod's about a year old, so...
Wasn't it a year old, what, like... half a week ago or something?
Yeah, I think last episode was actually a year old. I think we're actually going to celebrate on episode 40, which is coming up this week. It's been a while, but we're getting a lot done, so.
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you normally talk about on BritPod?
BritPod's just kind of whatever, you know. We kind of take a look at some different news stories, and it's different because you've got two British guys, an American guy, and a Canadian, and so you can look at any news story out there, and it's going to get a different twist than it will on any other show. Because, to be totally and completely honest, BritPod has a British spin to it. So, you're going to get a different take on it. And if you ever heard the show, we make fun of everybody. The guys make fun of me for being in a wheelchair. And that's a lot of fun, because people... for about 15 or 20 shows, I think, actually thought I was making that up, until James put a picture of me in the chair on the site, and they actually thought I was making that up for the show. And it's kind of fun, because we just kind of do whatever we want to do, so.
Yeah, about being in a wheelchair, what are some of the absurd challenges that you have to face, like, every day, being a guy in a wheelchair?
Everyday stuff is just, like, it's tough to do, like, things like this, okay? It's tough to, like, call businesses or be on the radio or anything like that, because people automatically, I don't know if you really... notice it, because you listen a lot. I mean, you hear a lot of me on the air, but people who don't know me swear up and down that I'm stoned out of my brain, because I just have that voice because of what I have. And so it's really hard when you're trying to call somebody who doesn't know who you are, or you know, trying to do something for school and they don't have a clue, and you know, they think I'm stoned out of my brain. Not to mention, you know, the whole thing of not everywhere you go is accessible. Sometimes doors don't have openers on them, and sometimes there are no ramps. But that's something that I have to deal with every single day, which, you know, I could sit around and complain about it, but I don't really see the point. I mean, if you've heard Riding a Wheelie or any of my other shows, I'm pretty happy with where I am in life. So
you're pretty optimistic about it.
Hello, all. Yeah, that was cool.
Sam, I don't think you'll put it in.
No, that's for the editing after the show, Dara.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have an editor program, which is the song that, whatever, it doesn't matter. Okay, so we're gonna skip to our next song here. And that song would be, actually we've got a lot of really good songs today, but I'm just gonna play the first one that's on my list. It's, Monsters by, Matchbook Romance. Enjoy, everybody. Back, everybody. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. That was odd.
Very interesting.
But per usual, we're doing something about the movies, which we normally do.
Yes.
And yeah. We all went to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Two. So I think the best movie I've seen all summer.
Really? All summer?
Like, my dad didn't really like it that much. Like, the first one was better, but, like...
I don't know, that's arguable with certain people.
Well, yeah, it was
I actually liked the second one better than I liked the first one.
Really?
Oh. I wasn't a huge fan of the first one. I wasn't the kind of person who was, like... I wasn't, like, a cult follower of the first one, but I really liked the second one.
I liked the first one because the story was not only simpler, but I just found the story to be better and more exciting. But the second one had, like, a more mythological pirate take on it. Like, the Kraken and Davy Jones.
I really... sometimes I like a more harsh story.
Mm.
Than a simpler story. But I do like that there was a Kraken, because that was that resulted in lots of explosions.
Yes. And a cool picture at the end. With, like, Johnny Depp going with the sword.
Yeah. Don't tell people what happens, just so, like...
I didn't say anything what happens.
Okay. You were hinting at it
there. You know what I understand? You know, like, there's this one scene... like, where Davy Jones is sleeping. I don't understand how this, like, guy that can stop people from dying for a few hundred years has to sleep. Do you understand that at all? Like, why does this, like, king of the sea have to sleep?
Because everybody has to sleep, or they're gonna go poop.
He's not human.
Well,
he was human, but now he's dead.
Octo people have to sleep too.
But he was human. Now he's like, he's not really.
He's
dead.
An octo purple. Octo person.
Octo.
Okay. Okay. He has to sleep too. I guess. I don't know.
No, but you know what? You know what else I didn't really like about the second one that I liked with the first one.
What?
Second one didn't have Barbossa.
Well.
Fine, they had him, like, he had one line in the movie.
Well, but he's gonna play a major part in the third one, so.
But I just love Barbossa in the first one. He was cool.
He shouldn't have even been in the second one.
Well, they'll explain.
Because he's dead!
They'll explain everything in the third one. That's what they did with a lot of the movies.
Well, it's gonna have people going like, oh, what? It's so funny. Everybody's in the movie theater like, hey, Barbossa's back. Wow. And I'm just like, ooh, he's back. Whatever.
Hey, I love Barbossa.
Everybody's just so surprised. And I'm like, it was going to happen.
What I want to know is, like, how is the monkey undead again? Because you know how at the beginning...
Maybe the whole thing only affected humans.
Well, the monkey was undead also.
Maybe it only affected humans. I don't know.
Yeah.
Frankly, I don't care. No, as long as there's an undead monkey, I'm good.
No, but you know what they did? You know how in The Matrix they did the second one and the third one at the same time?
Almost the same time, not totally.
They actually did film them both at the same time.
Oh, they filmed them at the same time.
Where's the phone? They filmed them at the like same time, but what like. But they made kind of a mistake by, like, because the second one wasn't really that great.
Hold on a minute. Hello, everybody. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well...
But, the difference between this and The Matrix is that The Matrix 2 was bad.
Yes.
And The Pirates 2 was good.
No, but the thing is that, what I was trying to get the point was that, Pirates of the Caribbean did the same thing that The Matrix did and Back to the Future did.
Well,
they filmed Back to 2 and 3 at the same time.
They actually filmed it at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, now they're
it actually is cheaper because instead of having to buy everything for the second one and then wait a few more years to make the third one and having to buy everything all over again, it becomes cheaper because you just have to buy everything for one movie.
Okay.
It's like killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, so, Pirates of the Caribbean 3 will make its launch in Memorial Day.
2007 Memorial Day.
2007, which is a bit early, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just dropped that, but nobody knows.
Shh. You just said it.
You know what? You're spoiled. You know what? I don't want to talk to you anymore. We're going to back to the next song. Shut up.
Okay, wait. I just want to say one more thing.
What?
And the third one, Keith Richards is going to make an appearance in the movie as Jack Sparrow's father.
Wow. Keith Richards?
Yep, Keith Richards.
That'll be interesting to watch.
Hey, that's how much you find from the internet, if you actually, like, put your mind to looking for something.
I just spend all my time on YouTube. I don't look for anything interesting.
I go into, like, Ask. And I found that, like, I found out a lot of information, like, the date.
Dude, we can't hear you.
Oh, like, the date, Keith Richards, Oh, I also found out
that ate his first ham sandwich? I don't know.
But there's, like, right now there's two names that everyone knows of. Well, not everyone, but, like, everyone is thinking it's gonna be. The two names are, I think it's A World Unseen and Uncharted Waters. But if you go into IGN, it will deny those both, saying that they talked to Disney and those aren't going to be the names for the third one.
Let them both be the name for the third one. Pirates of the Caribbean. A World
Uncharted.
Uncharted. A World Unknown. and in like little, parentheses, like Uncharted Waters.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, there's both of them. We were wrong. How could you be wrong? It's your own movie. Shut up.
That would be kind of scary.
It's like the only PG-13 Disney movie, too.
Yeah. That's what makes it so great.
Actually, if anybody else knows any other PG-13 Disney movies, we want to know of them, because that would be fun.
Yes.
We want to watch more of those. Because, the camera angles were so cheesy, though.
And what?
In Pirates of the Caribbean, all the camera angles are so Disney cheesy.
What do you mean?
And the part, I think, after one of the Kraken attacks, where the guys are rowing a boat, right? They're rowing one way, and the boat is moving the other way.
No, that's just the way the camera's going.
No. It's an error. Cool.
Well, I didn't really see that, because, like, I noticed that in one scene, like, when you see like the Black Pearl going across the ocean, you see like the camera turning, like when you look at it not concentrating, it seems like the boat's going backwards. That's what I noticed.
Well, it's a rowboat. Rowboats usually go backwards, but they were paddling forwards. They were paddling so the boat. The front of the boat would go forward, but the front of the boat was going, but the back of the boat was going forward. You understand that? It was a flaw, and I noticed that, and I'm weird like that. I'm like so OCD like that. So we're gonna break for our next song. Oh, here's the wild card song that I've just almost never heard. I heard part of it. But what drew me in was the name. This is Fear of Reason by the Lumberjack Mafia.
The Lumberjack Mafia.
Yeah, enjoy that. Yeah, okay.
Destination.
Hello, all. I hope you liked that song. It was quite strange. And as usual, again, we are here to talk about... Oop, plane overhead.
Then it's my throat.
Okay.
That hurt my throat.
But, yeah, we're gonna talk about YouTube for a bit, but, if anybody saw the, Sony press conference for, E3, it's pretty sad. Kaz Harai, just talking and talking. And then the Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer.
I hope this brings up memories for everybody. It's Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer! Hear that one? Woo! There's like one guy in the audience cheering. And he's like, okay, go! Yeah, alright! Everyone's just like, what's with this guy?
What is he on? Crack?
Yeah. And thanks to, Podshow.com when their new service, Podshow Plus. Now we have a Podshow Plus page that's, I think it's better. To tell you the truth. And we can also post your episodes and everything, and we can have real show notes. And starting on this episode, we're going to have ID3 tags. Those of you who are listening on iTunes or listening with a color iPod, you can see the little pictures. Like, it's almost like album art. So that's really cool. Okay, but we're going to link to that in the show notes, but... It's Wii60.com, Wii60.com, and that's the numerals, not, like, the word. But it's funny because it's my brother's old Mighty Bean. Yeah. But they made this thing, based on a Sony's press conference, and they're like, it's like, this game is, based on, historical Japan. It's actually based on this, on the real battles of, ancient Japan. So here you have this giant enemy crab. Just like... And attack its weak point to deal massive damage.
Flip a gigantic crab.
To flip this gigantic crab over on its back, you must... This is like, what? It features such, and features, real-time, weapon change.
Small pink light by the guy's hands and turns into a spear.
All that means is it takes longer to change your goddamn weapon. That's not something that should be, like, rejoiced.
Yeah.
So, I think I like... Not real time weapon change better.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazer.
So I'm not a huge supporter of Sony right now, because frankly the PSP is just
Sony
a.
Sony makes me angry.
They make Hulk angry. I can't do a Hulk. It's like Hulk frustrated with the world. Hulk not like you no more.
I crushed.
Okay,
you.
First they put out the PSP, which is... PSP is crap. Just honest to God, the PSP is crap.
My brother thinks it's better than the DS. It's not.
Okay.
I just don't think it is. Just doesn't.
The Nintendo DS is innovative.
Yes.
And cool. And yes, it does a whole bunch of cool stuff. And it's got the touch screen, and there's lots of cool games like Electroplankton.
Did you just say touch screen?
Screen.
It sounded like you said touch screen.
Okay. Yeah, I guess this is going to be a gamping deal, isn't it? Gamping. If you listen to the first episode, I was saying camping, and I don't even remember why, but I guess I said gamping.
Yes, you did.
And everybody's like, dude, you said gamping. Whatever. But, yeah. So, the Electrical Plankton's a really, really good game, and I don't know. They're a lot more innovative.
So is Wild World. Wild World's a good game.
Yeah, except it's not new. It's just not innovative. Mm. What I do like, though, is the Nintendo Wii is cooler than the PS3 for many, many reasons. Graphically, not that much, but the PS3 has absolutely no games that are going to help it sell. Mm. Like, Final Fantasy and Metal Gear Solid 4 are going to come out, but Final Fantasy for the PS3 is not going to come out for another 5 years or something. Just some immensely long time, and Metal Gear Solid isn't going to be on launch date. It's not even going to be near launch date. So they've got nothing going for them for launch date. And okay, the worst part is each store, and this is EB Games and GameStop.
Yeah.
Each EB Games and GameStop store is only going to be able to carry 10.
It was 20. I saw that episode when I was in Boston. I listened to that episode when I was in Boston.
Oh, 20. Yeah. But we're getting... Whoa! Wait a minute. Wait. That's for later. Shh. No! Ah! Okay, one of our songs.
You do, audience.
Come on! I was going to save that surprise for later. But I guess I'm going to say play that song next now. Grr.
Yeah, this is their fault.
Jeez. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, so... What were we just talking about? We were talking about PS3.
Yes.
But they're only going... We get most of our news and stuff from Gaming Uncensored and some stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's where we get most of our gaming news.
Oh, you know, I found...
And then we go to... I found some stuff on Joystick, 1UP.
You know, I found out about the Mario Galaxies from Gaming Uncensored. Found out that there's rumor going around that it might be co-op. You might be able to play co-op.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Like,
oh, and I never remembered to give out... That's the show that Jamie does. You can find... I never forgot... I never remembered to do that, but you can find him at gamingUncensored.com, BritPod.com, and RidingAWheelie.com. And all three of his podcasts are on iTunes and stuff like that.
He's a busy guy.
Not really.
He's... 3 podcasts, and he plays video games for like half of the day.
Hmm.
Plays like World of Warcraft or something like that.
I would play World of Warcraft, except A, I don't have the time, B, I don't have the computer, C, I don't have the money. It's gotta be a cool game, but I just can't do it. Can't.
You know, Tommy Palumbo has that game.
Well, he probably sucks at it.
Well, last time I checked, he was at like level 40.
Last time you checked?
Last time he told me.
He told you.
Yeah. Ooh.
With... I you can't be at level 40. That's insanely hard for some kid who's in 9th grade.
Not even
in 9th grade.
He had it for like half the year, and if he like... You know,
if he had it for half a year, he's like, not at 40. He's a dirty fucking liar.
Remember how Nick, what was it? Nick, he's like at a really high level in RuneScape, and Kuba, and he's been playing for 4 years, and Kuba, he's been playing for like 1 year, and he's already better than Nick.
That's because Kuba doesn't do anything else. Oh well, we're gonna stop having personal conversations here. We're gonna go to our next song, which was just playing, and it's irritating, and I'm gonna have to cry.
Cry.
Ah! This one's The Latest Plague from First to Last, so... Enjoy that. Hello, all. We're back.
Hi.
And we have food.
Yes. And we can't still live without. Have like another hour to go.
Not with all these songs in that interview included.
Well, how many songs do we have we put in?
About three.
Well, right now for us, we have another hour to go.
No more, but well, we have less than an hour to go. Well, everybody who's listening to this right now, they know.
Yar.
Yar. I be a pirate.
Yar. And I be. Keys.
We need intros for stuff.
That was very random.
Speaking of Yar being a pirate, we're gonna talk about music, and the first thing. No. The soundtrack to Pirates of the Caribbean. What did you think, Dara?
I liked it. I thought it was good. I just liked how they fit it in with the how they fit it in with what was happening in the movie.
Mm. I can't talk right now. I have a mouthful of chips.
The music described the movie. Describe the mood of the movie. I do not know what I'm talking about because I'm not the music guy here, Samus.
Okay. Okay, as far as soundtracks go, I just received the Rent soundtrack.
Okay, now wait, people. If you're gonna send us in stuff, send it. The most important thing we want to know is, did you like the movie Rent or not? I did not like that movie.
I loved that movie.
Yeah, God. I just was so bored of it. It's too much in one year.
That's because you're not into musical theater.
I'm into musicals.
Musical theater? Shut up.
Shut up. Why don't you?
Okay. Now it'd be your cue to talk, because you told me to shut up.
Oh.
I was shutting up so that you could talk.
Oh, well, doesn't mean that I want to talk.
Well, it's not going to do much if nobody's talking.
Okay, fine, shut up now, for the moment. Okay. Red sucked. Sucked eggs. Okay, Sam, now you can talk.
We have a completely different opinions on that movie, and that's okay, because we're going to go to the next thing that we're going to talk about. The next thing.
I'm going
to
punch you.
I'm going to hurt you after we are done recording, I swear! Yeah, let's see. Recently uploaded.
Remote, I will kill you too.
Podcast. Ooh, haha, I took one of the songs off, so... Yeah, I'm pretty cheap like that. I'm like, ooh, this looks good. I'll play it on the show, then put it on my iTunes.
The latest plague. I don't like the sound of that.
It's a good song. I'll show you after we're done.
Heroin?
Yep. The album cover...
Heroin or, is it heroin as in the drug, or heroin as...
I think it's heroin as in the drug.
Oh. Okay, then.
But moving on. It's a good song. And anybody who just heard it can vouch for me on that. Because that is a good song. I'm going to have to show Dara every song.
No.
We played today. I'm just going to have to go, wow, that is a good song. I'm going to have to go, haha, that was a good song.
What if I just lie and say that sucked?
Well, then I'd have to hurt you again. I swear, after we're done recording this segment, I'm going to hurt you a second time. And this is going to go on.
Hey, I'm the threatening person here. In the first episode, I had a knife up to your head. Oh, yeah, you don't remember that.
I don't think that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. You just keep thinking that.
Interesting perception. I'll have to come back to that later. But, we have good music going these days.
Okay.
Let's see, for first to last, Dashboard Confessional.
You shall die.
That album is so, like, hallmarky, it's kind of irritating. Next. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Let's see, do you have my favorite one here? Then what is
this
it?
This is the new CD, shut up. Well, it's really, really, really good. And I'm not even a Johnny Cash song fan.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Should have seen it. It's good.
I've never seen the movie. I've never listened to any other albums. Actually, I listened to one of the other albums and I didn't like it, but this one's good.
Should have listened to his first albums, like the one with In the Fire.
Well, I've heard that. But yeah, I'm not that much of a big Johnny Cash fan, but I really like this CD.
I like Johnny Cash. He was cool.
The worst thing, though, is...
it was a jackass till he died.
There's all these names messed up. Wait a second. Oh, come on.
What?
What's he call it? Tracks 3 and 4 got messed up. You know what? I'm just going to change that right now. You can't hear this, okay? Okay, fixed. If I get sued for that, it's Dara's fault.
What?
Or it's whoever submitted this fault.
Or it's whoever played it on air's fault. That's how good I am.
Well, I played like 3 seconds of it. I doubt anything's gonna happen.
It's like tomorrow morning you wake up and there's a call from the government. It's like, Sam, you're being sued. But why? Because we played 3 seconds of the Johnny Cash song.
It was less than 3 seconds.
It was 51 seconds, actually.
See? No, it wasn't actually 51 seconds. I turned the microphone off.
Oh. Is it still off?
It's not off now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I turned it off after I was done sorting everything out. Okay.
Well, then I guess but remember, I'm completely like, oblivious.
Okay, like the 309 is track 4, Further Up on the Road is track 3. If that's screwed up on your iTunes 2, fix it.
Yay! I mean, hi.
Because I start playing the song and I'm like, this isn't what the... Oh, no! No, 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 not another song! No! Okay, I doubt you were able to hear that. Okay.
That was actually 3 seconds there.
That was literally 3 seconds, but it was very quiet 3 seconds.
Wait, this one I don't understand. You're under your iTunes, right? Why are you under recently added? You have like almost, you have 75 songs in here. In recently added. I don't even have that many songs in my iPod. I've got like 40 something songs on my iPod. And for some reason on iTunes, there's something wrong with like my, with our iTunes and like, they're not letting you up. They're not letting me update.
What you do is you reinstall your iTunes. Okay. But, yeah. That brings me to my next CD, West Montgomery. I got West Montgomery's Finest Hour, which is, I guess, like a greatest hits kind of thing. And I guess it's good. Wow. According to this, I've already played Seasons of Love from the Rent track soundtrack 4 times.
God.
Woo. And that was before today. I already listened to it like twice today.
How many Rent songs are there? It goes from like...
There's two CDs.
It's like from 9 all the way down to 36. Damn.
There are a lot of songs.
You're sicking me.
And they're all good, except for maybe I should tell you. I fucking hate that song. I wanna scratch its eyes out and use them
for...
You
know what was a good Broadway musical kind of thing like that?
What?
Like Rent, but it was 10 times better. Phantom of the Opera. Phantom of the Opera, yeah, it's amazing.
They were both good.
Phantom of the Opera kills Rent.
Okay, can you stop? You know what? I hate you. I would destroy you with my ginger ale glass right now, but...
I'd like to
We're on the air. I'm gonna have to pause this right now. Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, to the next song. We're gonna play, Dreams by, Scattered Few.
Hey.
And this song is, the guy who plays keyboards on this track is, Drew Domkiss of, The Don and Drew Show. So... Yeah, and that's actually one of my favorite shows right now. It's the first one that I listen to, and it's like 5 days a week, and it's like a half hour long, so turn that up if you're interested. Pause us and go to iTunes and download that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, here we are. It's, What is it? It's Dreams by Scattered Few.
Dreams, like blue beds of old.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Bobbies. Yeah, we're back after...
After Sam just tried to kill me with his, like...
No, thing of ice.
Yeah, the guy that's talking right now, that's not Sam. I have to hire some new guy. Yeah, Sam Phil. Sam.
My name is Fernando.
Sam accidentally fell out of... Sam accidentally fell out of a three-story building.
My house isn't three stories.
Exactly.
It's like, that is the beauty of diving boards.
That is the beauty of movie technology today. How are you still here? I threw you out of a three-story building. What happened to Fernando? It's like, Fernando.
Fernando is Fernando. Fernando is my stunt double. He was the one who made the fall.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You start this.
Start what? The police thingy. Okay, we found this, like, really bizarre news thing. And, apparently the police are now, on the lookout for members of a machete-wielding gang, in angry clown makeup. Angry clown makeup.
So, there's a whole bunch of guys in clown makeup, with machetes.
Angry clown makeup.
Angry clowns. Woo!
It's not gonna be that hard to find them if they keep the makeup on.
Yeah.
It's like they're just walking through, some park with angry clown makeup on. It's like, hey, hi, I'm Mr. Angry Clown. Hi, I'm gonna kill you. Gah!
Yeah. Ooh, they're juggalos.
What?
They're fans of Insane Clown Posse, which is a rap group.
God.
So, that's why, that's why they were dressed up as clowns, at least.
That's sick.
Oh. We don't see too many attacks like this, said Lakewood Police St. Dave Gutu. Juggalos all often dress in black and wear clown face paint. So, wow. A whole bunch of juggalos have been...
killing people with machetes.
Yes.
And clown face makeup. I think someone just looked at them and died. It's like, oh god, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Do, do, do.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Lawsuit. Yeah. Sunbather needs dog, not clothes. What? Nude sunbather is suing for the right to bask. Au naturel.
So,
with his rat terrier. Okay. That's scary.
So, there's somebody who wants to... Who's going to some sort of, like...
sunbathing place.
Clothes optional place. Beach. And they won't let her dog in, and she's angry. So...
Okay.
Yeah. So, actually, that wasn't... We don't have a whole bunch of news this week because we couldn't find much of anything.
Yeah,
so, I think we're actually just going to skip to our next song, and then we've got we've got a little rant for you guys, so...
We do.
Yes, we do. Okay, so... the next song that I'm going to play is... According to this, the next song is, When wow. You're Around by a Motion City Soundtrack, so... Oh yeah, and I have a note to say, all this music has been provided by the Podsafe Music Network. You can find them at music.podshow.com. Also, remember to check out podshow.com, which is, they have a Podshow Plus, which is a podcasting service. You can receive podcasts, you can listen to podcasts, and you can make your own podcast very, very easily. So if you're interested in podcasting, that would be cool. It's like MySpace for podcasts. So
.com.
Okay, I'm gonna. Yahoo. We're gonna go take a break here. So, here we go. It's When You're Around by a Motion City soundtrack. Enjoy that. Hello, all.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna go on a little rant now, and this little rant that I am gonna go, that I am departing on at this moment.
It hasn't been an hour yet.
It hasn't been an hour of talking yet, it's been over an hour of content. Silly. But, yeah, we've got, this is our last little rant before we conclude it, but this is about, a game that my brother bought from Dara recently. Yeah. It's City of Villains.
GameStop is being like stupid.
Has he paid you for that yet?
Yeah, he paid me for it.
Seriously? Yeah. When?
When I the day after I came over when he had it.
Okay, cool. But it's a really, really bad game. And it's fun for the first about 10 minutes. And then it's boring. Even he hasn't played it in forever.
That's what I felt about City of Heroes. I played it for a couple of minutes, and I'm like, I played it for like a couple of weeks, and I'm like, oh god, this is getting so boring.
Yeah, that's why Warcraft is better. So, go get Warcraft. Yeah, go. You know what? Pause it now, and go. Even if you don't have $50,
go. We're telling you to. Go get it.
Yeah. Nah, it's okay. But I would suggest getting that. And I wouldn't suggest go getting City Villains because it's bad. And it's boring and it's annoying. And the same goes for...
That sounds like it rhymed. It's bad and it's annoying and it's boring. Woo!
It High rhymed. Five! Woo! Yeah, we didn't have much to talk about today, but we were able to extend it for a while because of a lot of other stuff. So, yeah. City of Villains is not good. So don't get it.
And neither are high-calorie food.
That's why we're eating potato chips and mayonnaise.
I'm not eating mayonnaise.
Well, I'm eating the mayonnaise.
How much calories does this have? It's only got 150. It's not too bad.
But the remoulade sauce is just mayonnaise and hot sauce.
Well, I'm not eating that now, am I?
Well, this is a lot of calories, so I'm, exactly. Like, I'm fattening it up here. So,
You probably should, though. You're, like, skinny as hell.
Yeah, so people
if
say
if you didn't eat this, you'd probably
It's not. Hurtful!
If you didn't eat this stuff, you'd probably turn into, like, some sort of small thingy. Turn into a stick, that's what would happen.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kill you all.
Okay, I'm just going to put in my little closing remarks here, as always. You can check us out on the web at our new address. It's youdidn'thearthis.podshow.com. You can also email us youdidn'thearthis.gmail.com, or if you feel eager to call us and send in a rant, just... Actually, if you want to send in a rant, we need a few rants. We need to buy some time here, so it's... You didn't hear this .gmail.com. Record something and send it to us. That would be great. But, and we'd play it. It doesn't really care. We don't care. We honest to God, really don't care. Just send it in.
I kind of unplugged your chair, Sam.
You unplugged my chair?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah, we have a broken chair, and that's the one that Dara's sitting on.
I unplugged it.
You unplugged my chair. It's IKEA, so it's not, like, with nails and stuff. It's just... All of the pieces of wood are pressed together. So, he unplugged the chair. So, yeah, and with that, you can also call us if you want to send something in. It's 206, which is Seattle code. And if you're not in Seattle, you need to do that with a numeral 1 before that. And everybody freaking knows that. But it's 206-33-YDHT8. So, yeah, so we're going to go now, and we're going to play our very, very last song for today, and this is actually one of my favorites, besides the one that got spoiled. This one is Title and Registration by Death Cab for Cutie.
Bye.
So, bye, everybody. Have a nice day. What? Shut up. Okay, bye, everybody. Wait. Is the chair plugged back in again? sort of. Yeah, we don't use that chair for much now. So, yeah, this time it's bye, everybody, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Bye.
Glove compartment. wasn't there.